You're not as good as I was hoping for, but you'll do, I suppose. Yeah, I am that model. More correctly, I'm the highest trending model all over the internet, if you don't mind. And yes, you've seen all my pictures and my workout videos and dancing clips. And you're starstruck. And you never thought you'd ever get the privilege of ever talking to me in real life. Oh, and also, if I may add, you've got that written all over your face. I like that. Puts me in control. Yeah, like I said, you'll do. What? You can't smoke in here? No, I hear you. It's just that I can. Am I wrong? Get me an ashtray. If you don't have any, I don't see how that's my problem. Be creative. Oh, and while you're at it, get me the most expensive drink on your list, too, will you? That's a good boy. No, that's not how this is going to work. I mean, that will not be $40. Well, okay, it will be, but not from my account. Now pay for my drink, and don't tip yourself. You're not good enough. So, are you gonna bore me by telling me what ridiculous username you hide behind? Oh, come on. I'm not assuming anything. You're too much of an open book. Sad. Stuck at a job you don't want. Having to suck up to everyone at this hotel because you can't find anything else. Probably still living at your mom's because you can't afford your own place. And devoting your life to dreaming about coming close to a perfect 10. Like me. Leaving your likes and comments about how I'm a goddess not worthy of your words. I see you staring at my lip gloss when I smoke. You're a total fucking simp. You probably compare me to some high school crush who rejected you way back because she was completely out of your league. Like I said, am I wrong? Don't bother answering. You know what? Why don't we talk about something more interesting than you being a cliche? How about dangerous power imbalances in parasocial relationships? I bet you've read all about it. I bet you're the type who thinks he's smart because he can intellectualize his own destructive behaviors. Has that ever been of any help to you? Who am I kidding? Of course it hasn't. You're too weak. So, having read all about that, can you guess what's about to happen to you now? You're going way too soft on yourself. Let me put it to you more bluntly. I'm about to break your heart like you've never known. And you will never, ever recover. You'll let me walk all over you with sharpened stilettos. Because you'll never get a shot like this again in your life, loser. Yeah, I am right. Thanks for the obvious. Are you ready to start? Get me a bottle of champagne. No, none of that cheap ripoff nonsense. The Dom Perignon P3, 1984. Open it. No, no glasses. Now make the transaction from your account while you pour it down the sink. Do it. Good boy. You feel that sorrow? That helplessness in those puppy dog eyes of yours? Yeah? That's power. The thing that makes the world go round. Now, give me a room. On you. I'll be waiting upstairs. Don't go with me. Come after me. You're not worth being seen with me. Your shift? You'll resolve that. Like I said, be creative. Oh, and bring me that bottle of Rémy Martin from the shelf, too, while you're at it. Don't disappoint me now. Did anyone see you? That's good. We wouldn't want them to think you're worth anything, would we? Are you going to argue with me? Okay. Prove you're worth it. Get your phone out. Go to your bank account. Show me your balance. Yeah, like I said, you'll do. I'll remember that number. Now, I'm going to sit here at the edge of the bed. I'm going to slowly start touching myself. And you're going to stand here in front of me and tell me all about your pent-up anger. Don't try to look so naive. In fact, let me help you along. Tell me about how void of meaning you feel when you go through my photo gallery as you gaze at my perfect body. Tell me how it fills you with self-loathing when you can't help yourself from opening up another tab next to my pictures, and how you browse the porn sites desperate for someone who looks as good as me. Tell me how you're disgusted with yourself when you feel that sadness turn to full-on anger and bitterness. And how that makes you type, makes you look for rougher and more degrading scenes. Tell me how the tears start running down your face as you jerk off, watching me smile so arrogantly at the camera, and how your eyes wander to the right side of the screen, how you lose control when a lesser version of me starts gushing out gag spit from getting throat fucked by someone better than you. Tell me how you break down and come at the same time, wanting so desperately to get back at me for owning your every fantasy. Tell me, are you going to let me keep talking to you like this? What? What are you gonna do about it, huh? Are you finally going to start acting like a man for once? Yeah! Try my resilience. Do your worst. See if I fucking care. Is that all you got, huh? Is this your idea of anger management? To face fuck me like you're gently poking a pillow? Take it out on me. Make me need a fucking ventilator. Are you going to go soft on me? Come on, I said harder. Choke me with your cock. Make me gag on it. Make me slobber and cry and... Yeah, that's more like it. Is this making you feel better? Is this giving you a moment of relief from your inferiority complex? Is this making you feel less forgettable? Less like a waste of air? Come on, break me! Fucking ruin me! You're easy prey. You know that, right? You thrust like a caring husband. Are you gonna prove me wrong? Force me down on my stomach and prone bone me. No condom. Do it! What? What the hell do you mean you don't want to? Don't make me destroy what's left of your pathetic life! You don't know what I'm capable of, or the people I know. Now do as I fucking say! Yeah, pull my hair! Just try fucking the demons out of my body! You think I don't know you? then tell me what I know. Tell me you have nothing going for yourself. Tell me that you're gonna jerk off to this memory when you draw your last fucking breath. Oh! What the fuck was that? Do it harder, you weakling. Oh, come on. I want anger. Violence. You're not a man. You don't even know how to abuse a girl, right? Treat me like a punching bag. Are you ready to come, huh? Ready to shoot your load into my little cunt and cream pie me? Are ya? Prove it. Show me how much you fucking want it. Get your phone out again. Go to my Patreon. I know you already have it saved on your browser. Now tap the donation link. And hate fuck this pussy until you come, while all your savings become mine. Do it. Fucking do it! Yeah, hate fuck me. Fucking destroy my pussy from within. Oh, fuck. Shit. Push my head into the mattress. Are you getting there, huh? Are you ready to cream pie me now? Are you ready to knock me up and spend 18 years paying for child support for a kid that you're never gonna see? To never feel loved or appreciated or worth anyone's attention? Are you? Then empty your balls into this tight, perfect pussy that you'll never feel again. No, of course I didn't come myself, stupid. Did you bring the bottle? Hand it over fast. Come on, I haven't got all day. I'll just empty this one out into the bathroom sink while I finish myself off. That's the stuff. Power makes the world go round. Now, you're going back to your shift and you won't tell anyone about this. No one would believe you anyway. Just remember that your heart stays here with me. No, save the tears. Save them for when you're all alone in your room tonight, just wishing that someone in this world could understand you. Let them come when you're done trying to resist glaring at my selfies again. And then you cry yourself to sleep. And try, oh so desperately, not to kill yourself. Now, get the fuck out of my hotel room, loser.